Tim and Jess.
Weekday mornings from 5
on Hit.
And I want to talk to the ladies of Central Queensland.
Oh, God, here
we
go.
How you going? My name's Tim. I like fishing.
You also have a girlfriend.
All right. No, but I want to talk about the ultimate boyfriend. It's not me. Even though I try hard, my girlfriend's the ultimate girlfriend, but I don't turn out to be the ultimate boyfriend. So it's funny how things work, but...
She's a lucky lady.
Yeah. A bloke over in the UK, he's decided that he wants to stand by his girlfriend in a time. Well, sorry, getting serious more than a girlfriend because his girlfriend is pregnant, which is a beautiful thing.
Right.
And obviously, a lot of people have been doing it lately, especially celebrities, doing a photo shoot when you start getting sort of along and the belly starts to develop.
Right.
Like, sure. Beyonce did that thing where she was sitting on flowers with like a wetsuit on. I can't remember exactly what it was.
It was the most liked photo on Instagram this year.
All right. I have wicked selfies. It's timbulch.com.au. Whatever. So I don't even know my Instagram name. Anyway, but so that's pretty poppy. His girlfriend's done a shoot going, all right, yep, this is my pregnant belly. And he didn't want her to feel alone.
Okay.
So the old boy decided to go to Macca's. Go to town for a couple of days. Got his mate to set up a photo shoot. And Jess, I've sent you a photo. If you could just open it right now.
Here we go.
And he has done.
Oh, Tim.
Can you describe what
he
you're
is
saying?
A vision.
Can you describe it?
It's a man laying in a pile of rocks.
Yes.
With a white shirt on but unbuttoned.
So his stomach is
revealing
protruding.
His beautiful, very enlarged stomach. It looks like he's about to
give birth
to a food baby. Nice. And he's got an empty Macca's wrapper. To him.
He's the ultimate boyfriend.
You know what? This kind of looks more attractive than a lot of guys that I'm seeing on Tinder at the moment.
All right, let's not have a go at all the guys on Tinder you're seeing at the moment. But I just think, look, if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, hey, my boyfriend doesn't love me, if he's not doing this for you while you're pregnant, I don't think he loves you at all.
I mean, I know your girlfriend's not pregnant, but we could definitely do this photo shoot. I think you've got the body for
Unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately, I was going to say, I don't need to do any preparation. The pregnant stomach is there. I'm sorry, but no one wants to see my body. It's Tim and Jess. It's EQ.
Get up with Tim and Jess.
Tim, we like to hit and touch on the hard-hitting issues
yes,
here.
Yes, obviously the global financial crisis is something we covered extensively in mm-hmm. 2009.
Politics, the election, you know, we've got it. We've got it covered.
We've got it covered, and that's why we won't stop at how you cut your toast. Because it's been going Twitter. I'm not a massive fan on Twitter, but even I've seen this. Mm-hmm. A university over in America, they posted a photo of toast cut two different ways. You cut it a triangle, so from like corner to corner, you cut in the triangles, mm-hmm. or directly in half in rectangles. And people are going, well, no, this is how I cut it. That's triangles is wrong. And other people are saying rectangles is wrong.
I reckon I don't remember the last time I ate a slice of toast. So I think I would go with triangles just because that's what I'd go with this morning.
This is why you don't have a boyfriend for stupid opinions like that.
Wow.
It is rectangle toast 382% of the time.
See, I don't really care either way. Usually I'll keep my toast intact, to be fair.
The rectangle, because you've got more to grip, like if you put your hands out mm-hmm. like that, you've got more to grip onto the corners so you can eat the toast correctly. Like if you're putting bacon on, if you're putting avocado, tomato, you name it, it's easy to hold as a rectangle and it's just...
Why are you cutting just a single slice of toast anyway?
Because you like to half it up. I don't want to shove a whole bloody square in
my face.
I
usually keep it square so that the jelly and the jelly.
The jelly. All right, Captain America.
The jam and the peanut butter don't fall off the toast.
Yeah.
You keep it on
I
nicely.
I just think that if you cut toast into triangles, mm-hmm. there is something clearly wrong with your mental stability. So
in that case, I'm team triangle.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, what's the right way to cut your toast? This is serious stuff, guys. 13, 12, 16. Because if you cut it in triangles, there's something wrong with you. And I'm sorry. But that's just, I'm getting worked up. My nipples are going hard because
okay.
I'm so angry
right
now.
13, 12, 16. Please call so that Tim can settle down. Tim, we're talking a really important issue here.
Of course.
How do you cut your toast?
Exactly. Because a university sparked debate on Twitter, online, saying, hey, we cut toast in triangles. A whole bunch of Reco fans out there that are we call ourselves Recos, that cut it in the rectangle shape. Because I truly believe that if you cut your toast into triangles, that you probably have done many crimes in your life.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm not one to usually cut my toast, but I would go triangle.
You're a caveman. And you're like, oh, the bread is in the face. You just shove flour.
Have you seen me eat? I am a caveman.
So, look, I need to express just my displeasure with the triangles out there. So
right.
We have been asking on 13, 12, 16, how you cut your toast.
Yeah, and we've got Levi from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Levi, how do you cut your toast?
Well, I reckon you've got it both wrong because I like to cut it up into little squares.
Who are you, Levi?
Squares! So Levi hasn't graduated kindergarten yet.
Levi, you're the reason most wars happen, champ.
Okay with that.
Why do you think that squares is okay?
It's just more little things to bite on, I reckon.
And what are you putting on your toast, Levi? Because I feel like this is a factor as well.
Vegemite and cheese.
Yeah, mate. Legend. God. Levi, we appreciate your call. We've got C's brand new Christmas album for you.
Thank you.
We've also got Nick in Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Nick, how do you cut your toast?
Don't cut it at all, but if I had to choose, probably a rectangle.
Rectangle. Nick is the man!
Nick, again, what are you putting on your toast for rectangle to be the way to go?
The bacon and eggs or
exactly.
Vegemite.
Because bacon goes in long strips, so you put it on like that. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah, you wouldn't cut it in a triangle because it'd just fall off.
Would you say that people that cut triangles are lesser of a person?
Oh, coming close to it.
Coming close
right,
to it.
Okay. Right, we all need to settle down.
Mick, we're going to give you a Christmas album from Sia. How does that sound? Because you're my favourite caller that we've ever had.
Sounds great.
No worries, champion.
Tim, Christmas has come early and Sia's Every Day is Christmas is out now.
You know what else has come early? The triangles trying to take over the rectangle toast machine. They don't make toasters in triangle shape. I know that we're...
Yeah, but you're cutting it anyway.
It's Tim and Jess. It's CQ. Get up with Tim and Jess. People that I often feel very... It's like a juxtaposition of feeling happy for and feeling sad for. And it's the people up on the International Space Station, which is the big old house that floats around the world.
How long do they stay on the International Station?
Oh, months at a time. Months
I thought it was years.
So it's 408 kilometres up from, like, ground level.
Right.
And they're just slinging around the Earth, just taking photos, from what I assume. They're the National Geographic photos.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out. And look, NASA and all the space agencies obviously are quite aware of the mental health of their astronauts. Because being up there with the same two or three people for 6 months at a time, probably not good for the brain, especially if you don't get along.
No, probably not.
And they often send them entertainment. So, like, leading up to Christmas time, they have still from previous years some great movies, like Christmas movies like The Grinch, Christmas with the Cranks, The Little Fockers, beautiful Christmas movies. But they often don't get sent brand new movies as soon as they come out.
Oh, here we go.
Except for today, because hurtling towards them as we speak right now, in a silver lunchbox, I assume.
That's how they do it.
Is the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi.
How do they do that?
Because they were like, well, this is a space movie. Let's send it up to the astronauts. Because they do have very fast internet. Like, say if I wanted to send them a meme, bang. Meme's up there straight away. They got really good internet. But because of copyright issues, they can't just be forwarding it because, I don't know, someone might hack NASA, for all I know.
How is it that NASA astronauts up in space 400 kilometres... away from the Earth, have better Wi-Fi than you and I have in this building.
We don't work for NASA. But I just think it's amazing that NASA would go to all that trouble to send them the new Star Wars movie so they can watch it on their laptops.
Imagine if they're like, yeah, I like the other ones better.
Send it back. Send it back with a note. No, thank you. Get up
with Tim and Jess. Tim, if you've ever gone to a big event where your parents needed to be there.
So say if I'm in school, like parent-teacher interviews or like going, even sometimes for your first job interview, your parents just like to tag along.
Or even, you know, introducing your partner to your parents for the first time. Like big events with your parents is what I want to talk about here.
Fair enough.
Because for those who need a parent to be in those situations, but don't necessarily want their own parents involved in those situations.
Oh my God, Dad, stop! Stop talking about what you did in 1992.
They can now rent a parent for the evening.
Rent a parent. This is incredible.
It's 100% a thing. It's a service in China. It costs around $10 Australian an hour. And it seems to be growing in popularity. There's a lot of people who've been posting about it. So you can post both as someone looking for parents or someone that wants to play a parent.
So actors that need work. So most actors.
Yeah.
I think it would be fantastic. Like, say I'm in year 9 and I haven't been going so well in year 9 maths. And I go, all right, parent-teacher interviews. I just don't tell my real parents when it's on because I know they're going to be disappointed in me. I bring old mate in.
This is my dad. It's totally
and they're
my
like,
dad.
What, son? Nathan? Benjamin. Benjamin? Well, I'm so disappointed in your math results. Come on, buddy.
My dad used to be so embarrassing at parent-teacher interviews. And that,
your dad's great, though. Chris O. Love Chris O.
But there's also, like, I like the idea of, you know, if a boyfriend or a girlfriend is keen to meet your parents. Like,
No. So that stuffs it up.
Introducing them to, like, you know, a fake parent first.
No.
Seeing how they go. And then it's like a test round.
Because then they think you're a psycho when you go, so the first parents I introduced you to were actors, and now I'm introducing you to my real parents.
They'd meet my real parents and understand why I hired parents.
And they'd be like, fair enough. It's over. I'm breaking up with you. That's a great service, and look,
$10 an hour. That's a steal.
We'll offer to be parents.
We can be parents if you want to pay us $10 an hour.
I've got heaps of grey hair. I could be a dad. Get up with Tim and Jess. As you're aware, Christmas is nearing. It's less than 2 weeks away. What's the date today? It's the 14th.
We're 11 days away.
11 days out on your advent calendar. You're probably looking, going, does it finish?
Is it 11 Lords are leaping? Is that what
I don't know, man. Wait, because I've only ever had... My sister always got my advent calendar because I don't really eat chocolate.
Yeah.
Does advent calendars work until Christmas or does it work until New Year?
No, it's Christmas.
What a rip
off.
You
go from the 1st to the 25th and then on Christmas Day you get a big chocolate.
What about the 26th to the 31st? I want chocky.
Yeah, but it's the countdown to Christmas.
Yeah, well, December's a whole month and we should celebrate the whole month, not just the first 25 days.
All right, well,
you
come out with December advent calendars and see how well that goes.
All right, well... That's an investment I'm looking forward to make. But I do digress, Jess, because Christmas time is coming. And that means, obviously, Santa's coming. Obviously, the hot weather's coming. And also, funnel, web, spiders.
Oh, God.
It is the time of year that they start coming out and saying hello. So if you're out and about in your backyards, just be careful. Because the males are on the hunt for females. Because it is funnel web banging season.
Funnel web city.
So this time of year, in the evenings, it's cooler walking around females and they're looking for them. They said the females tend to only come out across if you've been doing gardening and you have really have had heavy rains. So they're looking out. They're fresh.
I like this. I like this idea that the female just like kind of chills out. And she's like, they'll come to me. Yeah, they'll find me.
Exactly. And so the girls let the guys come to them. It's exactly what you're saying. And people have been finding them all around Australia, especially in Queensland. They're pretty popular.
Oh, don't tell me that.
And if it's raining... Because their homes are being filled because they live in the ground because they make the funnel web.
Oh.
They come out of their little burrows because the funnel web spider is the most poisonous spider in the world.
Yeah, can't they kill you real quick?
Within 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
So
this is why I don't have a backyard, Tim.
I just would like everyone to remain safe this Christmas and don't go putting your fingers in holes in the ground.
Yeah, you're right. Don't do any gardening because gardening is
the worst. Oh, I'm sorry. Your pebble garden needs so much care. Do you water your rocks daily or weekly?
Fortnightly, obviously.
Yeah, you've been looking at those council rates, haven't you? It's a joke. It is a joke. This is the Tim and Jess podcast. On Hit.